Get those telephone calls in a minute, but as promised, we are joined right now by a member of the LA Lakers. He was a national champion at Villanova. He was an All-American. He was the 2017 Big East Player of the Year, a two-time Big East Tournament Most Outstanding Player. He was the 30th pick overall in the draft. The Las Vegas Summer League is underway. The Lakers and Clippers get it on tonight, 8:30 p.m. We are joined by LA Laker Josh Hart. Josh, great to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Good, good. Good to talk to you. So being a first-round pick, you reach the NBA, and then there's being a first-round pick and being a member of the Lakers. Now that you've signed your contract, you have your number, you're getting ready to start Summer League play, how does it feel to be where you are right now?
It's just a real feeling. It's something that you grew up dreaming about. You always watch Lakers games from, watch the classics to Kobe and Shaq, Kobe and Powell. You always grew up watching those things. So to be a part of that organization is amazing.
Josh Hart joining us. Josh, there have been some lean years here in L.A., but there's a lot of buzz about this team right now and the draft class that you're a part of. Do you get the sense, and I know it's early, but do you get the sense that this group might be able to do big things in year one?
Yeah, I think so. And that's because we have, definitely talented guys, but we have guys that are gritty and guys that want to win, and they want to win, at all costs. And that's the biggest thing. We won't care who gets the challenge. We just want to win, and we're hungry.
Now, you had one of the all-time great college careers, including a national title, four straight conference titles, and one personal award after another. As you look back on that college career and your time at Villanova, what kind of thoughts do you have today?
It was great. I wouldn't change that for the world. If I could do it all again, I would. I'd do it the exact same. But it's something I can't really think about too much right now. I just got to focus on the Clippers today and the rest of this summer league going on and, moving forward. But, in August when I have a little bit of time to just kind of relax and kind of get away a little bit, I'll think about that and I'll always have a smile on my face. I have a little bit of bragging rights.
You definitely have that. L.A. Laker Josh Hart joining us. You know what's interesting to me, though? NBA teams are really into young players, almost to the point where sometimes they'll take a risk on a young player instead of on a guy who's played 4 years and already proven themselves. When you were going through the draft process, the evaluation process, did you feel like at times you had to remind teams of how good you were?
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, now it's about youth. It's about kind of like the freak athletes, the guys who are, 6'7", 6'8", long, lanky, and that kind of thing. So I just kind of felt like I had a little chip on my shoulder in that aspect, and I had to just go out there and prove myself all over again. And it didn't matter what happened in my 4 years at Nova. It was just back to square one and just competing and, just proving that I belong here.
I'm sure you would tell me that you wouldn't be here without your family. So let's talk about that for a minute. That successful college career did not come from nowhere, because there's a story from back in the day. When you were young and your rec league basketball team had lost a game, afterwards your father, Moses, said you weren't playing hard. And the story goes that your response to him was, "It's okay, Dad. The game was over. We lost anyway. I'm not going to worry." So what did your father make of that? How did he respond?
I think the guy that wrote that first kind of took my response out of context. I didn't say exactly that, but he just saw me quit at the end of the game, and it wasn't like there was 20 minutes left. There was probably about two minutes left in the game. They were down by 20, and I just kind of didn't go all out like I usually do, and that kind of lit a flame in him, and he was. He was mad about it, and he didn't want me to ever give up on anything or not finish something that I started. He wanted me to just kind of finish all the way through in everything that I do in every aspect of life. So, he definitely taught me the lesson that night. After that, we went back. We went to this little outside court, and we probably played played basketball for probably 2-3 hours, and it was just. Him trying to teach me that lesson to never give up, no matter the adversity, the circumstance, and I got to give him a lot of credit for that.
Josh Hart joining us. Josh, the summer before your sophomore year of high school, you were away at a Boy Scouts camping trip. and your parents were driving back from a basketball fundraiser with your sister, and there was a fire at your house, and it burned down. The family literally lost everything. But as you've said, quote, we still had each other. Being down about it was never an option. We just picked up the ashes, and we kept going. That's a microcosm for my family and me. Not everything is going to be easy, but you just have to keep going, end quote. I mean, it's an amazing attitude to go through something like that and come out of it with that mindset. What was the experience like for you, and then what did you learn from your parents as a result of how they dealt with that challenge?
Yeah, it was a crazy, that was a crazy time. But my parents never complained about anything. They never pointed fingers. It was just, okay, you know, that happened. Let's, you know, find a new spot to stay. Let's you know, start kind of rebuilding everything. And, you know, that's what they did. They never held their head down and just felt sorry for themselves. They knew, you know, myself and my siblings were looking up to them, and they, you know, they handled that like true adults. And that's something that you see, you know, even when, you know, a tough time like that, when you literally lose everything besides the, you know, the clothes you have on your back, you know, it's hard. But when you see your parents don't complain about it, they just keep pushing forward, and they keep providing for your, you know, you and your brother and your sister, you know, that's something that you have to look at and say, you know, they're doing that at the toughest situation. You know, this is something that, you know, I want to be. Now I want to be, you know, who they are, the men and, you know, the woman that my mom is.
It's extremely well said. Your mother's a waitress, and you've said that your biggest dream is to make sure that your parents never have to work again. So how close do you think you are to that goal, and then what's that going to feel like for you?
I think I'm very, you know, very close. I think my mom, 61 right now, so she says she'll be able to retire next year. So I think she's gonna, you know, work this year and do something. But I think I'm close to that. That's something that I've always wanted them to do. You know, I wanted my mom, you know, she has bad knees, you know, got a knee replacement and everything. So I kind of want her to just kind of get off her knees. Have my dad be able to kind of just relax, you know, for once. So that's something that I think I'm very close to doing. It's something that, you know, the day where that actually comes into fruition is going to be amazing. So, you know, hopefully that day will come soon.
Josh Hart, my guest. All right, Josh, so you and your teammates, I'm changing up on you now. You guys went paintballing recently, and there seemed to be some dispute over who was the best paintball player. How did that trip go? And then just set the record straight on that, too. Who was the best?
Yeah, I think Big Zoo, because I'm saying he was the best. But Zoo didn't really do too much moving. Zoo was like that one guy that was, you know, he had our backs, but from like 20 yards away. So we'll, you know, me, Kyle, Larry, we'll be going somewhere, and Zoo would just be in the back just shooting far. So that's kind of how that went. But I think Larry was probably the best one. I was probably second best. I'd probably say Kyle, TB. Dave Nwamba was kind of like, he saw Kyle get hit in the back of the head at the start of one of the first games, and he just had that look like, why am I here? So I think that kind of set the tone for him for the rest of the time. So that's probably my ranking. So I think we might have to go back again and, you know, see who's the top dog. We might have to do it. You know, one against all, you know, that kind of thing.
No, I think you got to run that thing back. And also back to your first point. I mean, is strategy, or do you have less respect for somebody who's not being aggressive, who's not running around, but rather just waiting behind obstacles and camping and not doing a hell of a lot?
Well, I'm more of an aggressive kind of guy. I like to, you know, get out there, move, you know, and just be the aggressor. You know, I'm not much for the camping kind of thing, but I mean, hey, I guess, you know, Big Zoo's defense, he's like 7'1", 7'2", so he's not going to sneak up on anybody, so I guess I'll give him a pass on that aspect of it, but I mean, me personally, I'm more of an aggressive kind of guy.
Definitely. Josh Hart joining us. Last thought, in fact, more importantly than what we just talked about, you did tweet earlier this week, you really wanted a Nintendo Switch for this ride tomorrow. Were you able to track one down?
Nah, I wasn't. It was too late. Maybe if I did it a couple of days before, I didn't realize how hard they were to get. You know, I was just like, you know, I'm gonna walk in GameStop, be there for like, you know, 10 minutes, grab a GameStop, get a couple of games to kind of head out. I went all the way to GameStop, went to the counter, like, yeah, can I get a Nintendo Switch? She was like, yeah, if we don't have those, they're kind of hard to get. So I don't know, I might have to try to get one out here in Vegas or something.
Yeah, that, or maybe somebody hears it right now and will hook you up. I mean, you're probably like, come on, man, you got one in the back. I know you got one in the back.
I wanted to be like, yeah, I know you probably, you know, you got to at least have one, you know, hiding behind, you know, behind the Xbox or something. But I was just like, you know what, okay.
He is a member of the L.A. Lakers. The Lakers and Clippers play tonight at 8:30 p.m. Las Vegas Summer League action getting underway. Josh Hart, who had an amazing college career, also joining us. Josh, great to have you on. Really appreciate the conversation. Congrats to you. Let's make sure we do it again this year. That was great.
Definitely. Thank you very much for having me.
Appreciate you, Josh. Thank you. Josh Hart, he'd never been on the program before. Really impressive.